The World This Week. Business.
Under increasing pressure about the serial management mishaps at Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg said he would not relinquish his title as chairman and that investors who wanted him to step down from the position and focus on being chief executive were misguided. As the controlling shareholder, he cannot be forced from the job. He also stood by Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook's beleaguered chief operating officer. The latest scandal to envelop the social network centres on its contract with a consultancy to dig up dirt on its detractors. Mr. Zuckerberg and Ms. Sandberg both say they were unaware of Facebook's relationship with the firm.
The global car industry reacted with shock to the arrest of Carlos Ghosn in Tokyo. Mr. Ghosn forged and heads the alliance between Nissan and Renault that was later joined by Mitsubishi. He's being detained at the behest of Japanese prosecutors after Nissan alleged that he had understated his earnings and misused company assets. Before his arrest, Mr. Ghosn's push for deeper integration between Nissan and Renault had reportedly met some stiff resistance from Nissan's board.
Israel's Minister for Tourism warned that he would seek to impose a punitive tax on Airbnb's operations in the country, after the firm delisted properties located in Israeli settlements in the West Bank. The home rental platform acted in response to a campaign by activists to scrub the settlements from its website.
A campaign to attain severance pay for staff at Toys R Us, who lost their jobs when the company declared bankruptcy, resulted in the creation of a $20 million hardship fund by Bain Capital and KKR, two private equity firms. Both were involved in the buyout of the retailer in 2005 and have been blamed by workers' groups for its demise. Other firms have been asked to contribute. The workers say the fund needs to reach $75 million to cover payments promised to them.
Boston Scientific agreed to buy BTG for £3.3 billion, that's $4.2 billion. The deal enhances Boston Scientific's business in interventional medicine. BTG, for instance, produces small glass microspheres that deliver radiation directly to liver tumours. BTG started life as a research division of the British government. It also has a pharmaceutical arm that focuses on antidotes. Its best-selling product is a treatment for rattlesnake bites.